Friend, this is Shir Shabbat Special Schools for Chaim Yonatan Mordechai Ben Pesha Elka, and the Refuas Binyamin Yitzchak Yosef Leib Ben Fega Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're going to be learning the Siddur Olas Re'iya, Rav Kook's Hakdama to the Mitzvah of Tefillin. It's mamish unbelievable poetic prose to show you a little bit of what Tefillin is. Says the Rav, this is the Siddur Olas Re'iya on page Chaf Beis. Hatfilin heim oz li Yisrael. Tfilin are the strength of the Jewish people. Pe'ireinu hachavush aleinu. From the pasuk Pe'erech hachavush alecha. They are our glory that we wear on our heads. Hodeinu v'hadareinu. They are our splendor and our glory. Hatiferes ha'alokis asher nizgalsa b'kinesis Yisrael. B'mehus nishmasa b'yisod chayeh ha'klalim. Choderesi b'chol nishmas. Kol yachid v'yachid mi'yichideha. The godly glory that was revealed in the mystical concept of the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael, in the essence of her neshama, in the foundation of her greater life, penetrates into the soul of every individual among the Jewish people. Not only is the godly glory revealed on the Jewish nation as a whole, but on each individual. Ha'ofi ha'makudish ha'miyuchad. Shall ume kedosha v'nefla azu, ein lo erech v'dugma v'chol mahus chaim v'nafshius shall kol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama. The unique nature, holy nature, of this holy, wondrous nation has no equal, nothing similar to it, in the whole essence of life and soul of all man that is on earth. Hatochen haplimi shel haneshama b'mahuso atzmus shel mezek hachaim mishuna v'lifnehu b'bnei am kadur zeh b'flias olam shel kedusha lokis elyona shigar hodu pera tomun v'ganesu b'ma'amokei hapera chavui b'seser mahusiyuso haruchnis v'zaharurei orim mimenu bokim v'zoharim b'chol yufei atzedek shel amidos v'atchunos hakadosu shel goy kadosh amnora amalokim zeh shen dugma l'glula gdulas tefaretu b'chol ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamayim. What a sense. The inner content of the soul in its personal essence is different and wondrous in this nation, in its wondrous world of holy, elevated, lofty, godly Kedusha, that the primary glory and splendor is hidden in the depth of the glory that inheres in the hidden essence of their spirituality, and lights shine in all of the beauty of justice of these holy qualities of this holy nation, an amazing, awesome nation, the nation of God, that there is no equal in its greatness, in its glorious greatness of all the nations under the heavens. So what we've been saying until now in simple English is that Am Yisrael is very special. As a nation, we're greater than other nations, and each individual Jewish soul has such a lofty stature. Haskula hakenuza hazos hi totzas shal shelas hakodesh shal kedushas olam, asher hisgalsa b'zara kavod adei toldasa alokis bereishis yitziras elios la'am, v'flias olam shal yitzias mitzrayim begilui shchina shenislav sa'ima, v'chol sidrei ahod hanefloim shenimshichu mimeno al yada, v'shem hochim v'nimshachim kenachalim melei mei meroimim v'nachalei adonai kodesh me'az v'atzov kol adaros. This hidden treasure is an outcome of the holy chain of eternal sanctity, which was revealed in its light of glory through the act of God when He made us into a nation during the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the revelation of the divine presence which accompanied it, and all of the order of wondrous glory that came about as a result, that keep continuing like rivers streaming from the heavens and holy streams from now until the end of generations. In other words, Am Yisrael has been holy forever, and this holiness was revealed in Yetzias Mitzrayim with Gilui HaShchina, and that continues for the generations. Hava Tiviyut HaMiyuchada Shel Yisrael HaHigayon HaLoki HaTor HaYoshev V'Chadre Lev Shel HaKnesiya Hava Torah HaMidoti HaYoshev HaNafshi HaChokuk V'Omek HaTzmusa Oram HaTochi Lo Yuam Lo Oilem B'Pnimius Erko Af Im Ravu Ma'od ha-machsholom al derech ha-chayim asher yachshichu es ha-dorom mehoifiyo b'chol ha-v'hokosom b'chol orchos ha-maisim ha-deos v'amidus b'skalusam. And this special nature of Am Yisrael, this godly logic that's so pure, that sits in the depths of the heart of the nation, and the pureness of their midos, and the honesty of their souls that's engraved on their deep essence, their internal light will never ever be extinguished or even lessened, even if there are so many stumbling blocks on the way of life that will darken the splendor from appearing in all of its shiny glory, in all of the deeds of the Jewish people and their deos and their midos as they are revealed. In other words, in simple English, no matter what happens, despite the darkness of this world, but the internal light of the Jewish people will never be not only extinguished, but even minimized. It is always going to shine on a deeper level, it's always going to shine brightly, even though obviously in the Chitzonius sometimes there's darkness, and there are Mechsholim on the way. But in the Pnimius Ha'inyan, the depths of the Jewish people, their light can never be in any way lessened. Zos Morasha Hilik Yilas Yaakov Eisana Hiskulazu Adir of Amitza Hiyosim Mikol Chukos Shel Kol HaYekum. The holiness of Am Yisrael, of Kehilas Yaakov, of the congregation of Yaakov, and the strength of this treasure is so strong, so powerful, even more than the entire universe. V'ha-pe'er Shel HaTivius HaLokis HaZos, and the glory of this godly nature, B'tchunasa HaMidosis HaNafshis V'Uverka HaSeichel HaRuchni, now we get the tefillin. So the glory of this holy godly natural godliness in its nature of midos and the spirituality, both in their actions, in other words, this holiness of the Jewish people is of in their actions and also in their spiritual thought and mindset, is accentuated in its glorious holiness to the midst of tefillin, which is hadras tefarteinu v'havlotas miskav kedushasenu ha'atzmis ha'chavuya be'imke havayosenu, which is the splendor of our glory and the accentuation and emphasis of our sublime essential holiness that is hidden in the depths of our existence. Shehem yotzim el ha'yifa ha'oris ha'idei kedushas ha'mitzvah nedar ba'os kacha, that is shown with great light through the holiness of this mitzvah, b'tochen ha'kafel, and with double content, b'tchuna ha'midosis v'ha'mizgis b'ofas ha'kodesh asher tfilo shel yad. When we're talking about the world of midos, the revelation of the holiness of our midos, that's expressed by the tefillin shel yad, uvetchuna hasichlis v'hadeos, atchuna hasichlis hadeis, hamuara v'ora hakshava lokis hanefla b'kedushas per tefillin shel rosh, and our holy seichel, and knowledge and intellect, which is shined with the light of the godly, wondrous godly listening, in the holiness of the glory of the tefillin shel rosh, that unites together to be Os Kodesh Kadoshim. There is this holy of holy signs, the Malos Or Pe'er V'Hader Netzach as Kol Mahus HaChaim Am Yuchadim, to fill with light, with glory, with eternal splendor, the essence of their special life, Asher L'Kol Echad V'Echad Mipanei HaMesulaim Shel Uma Kadoshim Neflaz Zu Am Nora, that is to every one of the one, the special children of this great holy nation, this awesome nation, that She'or Elokim Emes U'Mesos Chai, of the light of godly truth, it's the joy of its life, Gavaso, its pride, the Yisho and its salvation, Adei Olmei Ad, forever and ever. I don't know how many Jews can write a passage like Kodesh Kadoshim or Oros Harav Kook, but what he's saying on the very simple level that I understand, although I'm sure I'm missing a lot, is that tefillin are our glory and our splendor. They're the expression of the Kedusha of the Jewish people, both the Kedusha of actions, that's the tefillin shel yad, of midos tovos, and also the expression of our spiritual mindset and thoughts, that's represented by the tefillin shel rosh, and God's glory is not only on the Jewish people as a whole, but in every individual, and this is expressed by this holy mitzvah of tefillin. So, Mitzvah Hashem, in future shiurim, we will see more about Rav Kook's writings on tefillin. Rav Kook wrote a famous sefer, Chavash Pe'er, about the importance of tefillin being in the right place on the forehead, that it should be above the forehead, not on the forehead. It's printed in Yerushalayim. It's printed first in the year Tav Reishon and Aleph in Europe still, in 1891. And then again in Yerushalayim in Pehe in 1925. And the Rav went to the different cities in Lithuania and darshan on the Kedusha of Tefillin and the Chiyuv to be Zohar in Tefillin. And this is well known, Rav Kook loved tefillin very much. He's very connected to this tefillin. He used to sit in Volozhin, and he would wear his tefillin, and the Talmidim went to complain to the Nitziv, who's this boy, this Baal Gaiba, what does he think he is, wearing tefillin all day long? And the Nitziv said, let him be. He understood that Rav Kook was Kodesh Kadosh, and we should be Zochim Mitzvah Hashem to try to have some sort of Negiah, some sort of Havana, some sort of connection to the Kedusha of Rav Kook and the Kedusha of tefillin through his writings, and be Zochim to reveal our hidden, deeper Kedusha as individuals and as a nation. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.